Some of you call them pressures. Some of you call them nativity sets. We were and are a nativity set family. Growing up, we had a set from one of the two long clothes department stores in the Ohio, the O'Neill Company. We have that set in our house that must be at least 98 years old. Actually, our house had five or six nativity sets, including a requisite olive wood set from Palestine that my dad brought home long ago. We have one where the figures are made from bread dough and painted bright colors. I shared one time long ago in a children's sermon, asking when the youngster dropped one of the shepherds, whereby it broke into many, many pieces. In the congregation, and not begin to laugh, because it felt about right that such a thing would happen at the manger. At least the last two of us haven't felt something like that at Christmas time, either the dropper or the drop, right? Some years ago, our daughter began a practice of keeping all of the baby Jesuses from all of our nativity sets in a drawer. They would only appear on Christmas morning. We knew we were in such a theological tourist in our house. Now, if you spend 5 minutes on Google, you will wish you had those 5 minutes back. But there, I found a Lego nativity set, an Avengers nativity set, Star Trek, Simpsons, Game of Thrones nativity set. I found, of course, a Star Wars nativity set, with the baby Jesus being played by a baby Yoda. Born today, was I had said. My first Yoda in 3 years, by the way, thank you very much. I also saw a very clever nativity set. Joseph was taking a selfie of the Holy Family. And the three magi were Amazon delivery people. And the sheep had a little label on it that said 100% organic. And I thought that's either very funny or very sad, or some of each. But you get the picture. Literally, you get the picture. Whether it's a childhood memory, or a family tradition, or a slightly offbeat, not quite heretical cultural effort that you find on the internet, you get the picture. It's about them, those three. They are not symbolic or metaphorical, but real, live, flesh, and blood people with names. Mary, Joseph, Jesus, and with critical roles to play as the story unfolds. Bottom line at the top, what I want you to know is that as much as we need to know about them under their vocation, What are those words again? If you're time after time after time as some human condition bumps into a seemingly impossible situation. And the point of the account is, do not be afraid of any variations. I could appear more than 100 times in the Bible. That many times should cause us to pay attention. Do not be afraid. Remember that. Joseph could not be afraid to take barriers of life. And the angel in the dream proceeds to explain this entire situation, which included the all-important understanding of who this baby was, fulfilling the prophecy, even including his name, Emmanuel. God was with us. Joseph awakes from that dream, convinced and compelled to marry Mary. And in just half a verse, Jesus is born and named. So Buffalo asked the question, why Joseph? Well, one reason, of course, is that Davidic line, you notice throughout the fulfilled kind of prophecy, but why Joseph? His decency and uprightness. What we do know, Buffalo writes, is Joseph's willingness to set aside his own upright plans and embrace the strange message from God that appears to run counter to previous divine commands. Joseph's radical part of the story that we often miss is Joseph's decision to jettison what he fervently believed was the right and faithful thing to do, and instead step into the new thing God was doing. Joseph. Mary is a passive player in Matthew's nativity set, but not in Luke's, certainly not in ours. Author Catherine Morris makes the right observation. The Protestants have a limited attention span for Mary, the mother of Jesus. Morris says we will pack her from the box at Christmas time and then pack her back up again with our other decorations after the holidays are over. The theologian Cynthia Rigby writes that the time has come for Protestants, that's us, to recognize Mary's place at the heart of the Christ event and consider what she has to offer to our theology and spirituality. Says Rigby, Roman Catholic and Protestant theologians alike have argued that Mary is the model Christian believer, the symbol of the church in relationship to God. These messages are complete, Rigby says. Mary is the only one who is identified as the God-bearer. And it is in this distinctive vocation that she serves as a model for the church in relationship to God. She reveals what it means for us in turn to bear God to the world. When Christmas story, remember in just a few evenings, an angel will appear to her with the very same words that Joseph heard in his dream. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Mary, you remember, asked, how can this be upon hearing the news that she'll bear a child? There is no way, she said, as I know myself, I can pull this off. Of course, you're right, Gabriel. the angel says, do not be afraid, to them and to us, our first response is, you're right, angel. You have no earthly idea. But the angel does have an idea. So the angel does not stop there. And whether the figure remains in the drawer until Christmas morning, has been in your nativity scene all along, the point is in the name. Emmanuel. God with us. None of this would be possible if it were not for that promise, not a hollow promise, but a flesh and blood one, not blind faith to which we are called, but a deep trust, not wishful thinking, but hope. God with us. With us, on our best selves, on our idealized selves, on our real and full selves, as we are, us. God with us. And even then, where fear remains, and because we're human, we know that fear will remain, that fear is placed in danger as well with all the other things this baby will receive. The promise of who this baby will become, so that we may live our lives differently, without fear, even in the face of the unexpected and the unwanted. God uses common people, ordinary people like Mary and Joseph, as vehicles for God's great story. But more than that, God gives them resources to face life and to live it faithfully and joyfully and hopefully. Do not be afraid. It does not ring hollow. Because God's flesh and blood, love incarnate, is with us. With us. We who show up on the nativity scene and find ourselves already there with the shepherds and the animals and the magi and countless livers on, then and throughout history, carrying our own fears and doubts and pain, which is the very point of that chaotic, noisy, messy scene. Even those ways that God comes to ordinary mixed up people in order to save ordinary people.